Brother Gregor, I have two questions from the chat room. One of the questions is coming from Mark from Melbourne, Australia. He says, should we represent ourselves with His Holy Church seals when engaging in forum and arguments and discussions, or just use individual names?
You know, I do not encourage everybody using the seals of the church. You're talking about using them as graphics on emails, or?
Yeah, well, different forums and,
it's coming
groups
up,
and stuff
it's,
like that.
It's coming up on a forum.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Is it coming out on the forum? Well, you know, we got to put something out there. You know, maybe, you know, we have some, actually, I think I've got a place I probably should make that available where we have some logos that are actually a little bit more colorful. And, of course, anybody else who's got Photoshop that is computer skilled can make some logos, and we'll take a look at those. You know, that's why we're creating a congregation of record. You know, I want everybody to identify, you know, like His Church at Cottonwood. They probably ought to look for a cottonwood tree and create a little HHC logo and use that and stick to that. And that identifies them rather than use the His Holy Church logo, as because if they say something that would be contrary, they could actually push people away from His Holy Church. And we need to develop our local identities so that we're always leading people to come together locally. We don't want to become another Vatican, you know, where we're looking at some central thing. So that might be a avenue to take. I know Joey, he's on the call here. He uses the logo a lot. And, you know, we're starting out. We're trying to find out ways of getting the word out, creating the contacts. But it probably isn't a real good idea that we use using the seal everywhere. Because it looks like that everybody has come to a consensus on a particular statement, or someone is a particular spokesman for the whole church, and I'm not the spokesman for the whole church. There's got to be, like somebody mentioned, these other people gathering in tens and hundreds of thousands. There's people gathering all over the place in lots of different ways, and hopefully we'll start bringing people together. Again, those bonds that we need are love, and not the seals, but we are creating the seals and the chain of authentication. And so I don't know if that's what Mark is talking about. Hi, Mark. Mark's very active in Australia, and he's one of the contact ministers there. I don't know if George in New Zealand is listening, but hi, George. We've got a couple other people in that area. We need to get the word out in all these areas so it's not just a few people. But anyway, I don't know if that's what he was talking about. I'd like to, you know, Australia, if they can form a congregation there, they ought to get their own little logo. And they can use things like HHC and little bits and pieces, but create their, you know, if you go back to Israel, they had, every family had their own flag. Congregations would have, you know, like coat of arms. You were not bound to those flags. You didn't pledge allegiance to those flags.
Right.
Or any of those things, but there are ways in which to identify this group from that group, not in a divisionary sort of way, but in an organizational sort of way.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what the prohibition, there is a prohibition that Moses laid down about idolatry. We don't want to have a pledge of allegiance type of thing to a national flag.
Or local flags, even.
Yeah.
The allegiance is to individuals, living individuals, and that allegiance is based upon faith in the precepts of God. The whole concept of trimming the corners of your beard, this is the way, guys, you know, if you were belonged to a certain group, you trimmed your beard a certain way, and what it turned into is gang colors. If you belong to this gang, you know, that sort of thing. But still, there needs to be a way to identify local groups, but it's an external sort of thing and not to be ever divisionary. And we have to guard against that. We don't want to appear too much as if we're some kind of substitute Vatican where everything is based on our seals. Eventually, local congregations, local orders should have their own seals. They may be fashioned similar to His Holy Church seals that we have, but you know, there should be a His Church at Cottonwood seal that they will themselves. Right now, there's really no call for it. As things grow, yeah, that's a real distinct possibility.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of seals if you're doing congregation with 10 families.
Right, and what you would be doing is you might have 10 families find a need for their own congregational seal. It wouldn't necessarily be essential, but, you know, every time they send us a new birth record up, you know, up the line to whoever their overseer is, they would put their seal on that birth record. It would go up to the to their overseer, who would be the overseer of 10 congregations, so that's 100 people, and he would have his seal, and he would put it on the same document as well, partially putting it over the seal of the original congregation. This is just ways in which governments operate. This day and age, you go send away for your United States birth certificate, you're going to see one seal on that birth certificate, and that's going to be the United States government. Even though people say, oh, that's all done locally in the States. You, a lot of times, well, you'll see the Bureau of Vital Statistics seal on that. But we're a diversified government based on local chain that goes back to the individual because we're naked. You know, we talked about that before. Our ministers are naked. You have to give us covering. And my covering comes from the creation of those local congregations. People were asking recently, trying to create trouble. They say, well, who's the local congregation in Summer Lake? Well, Summer Lake Church, his church at Summer Lake, is a product of the Order of White Rock, and those congregations we serve across the country, and the mission of evangelizing the world on the kingdom of God. Now, we have hundreds of people that have recognized that his church at Summer Lake exists. Far more than many local congregations. I have a whole drawer full of documents signed and before witnesses that recognize his church at Summer Lake. I have no such things at his church at Gunnison. I know there are people there and there's communion between the people, but I have no evidence of their existence other than original intent to create it. We've got evidence now of an intent to create his church at Cottonwood. But that intent must continue through a relationship where we get more and more documentation. But we are bearing witness by that network of one to each other and giving each other a coverture based on love, verified by document, but also in my book, because I work for Christ, it needs to be verified by actually doing the will of God. Creating situations that do not put others in jeopardy, do not create dangers for others. And I gave an example of the guy who digs a pit. And this is the guys who, you know, try to create relationships without documenting them with witnesses. That's a pit. That's a dangerous thing to do. Somebody go out and they're spending money or giving away money that was given to them by somebody who would not give it by witness. They're creating a situation where somebody could come back and say that that money wasn't yours to use in charity because the owner, original owner, never gave it to you. And I said, oh, he did. He signed this document here. And they said, well, did he sign it before witnesses? Oh, no, he didn't want to do it before witnesses. He just wanted to sign it. And they look at the signature. And he actually signed it different than he signed anything else anywhere. But I have no witness that he actually signed it, but I'm supposed to receive his money and give it away to the poor based on a signature that's unwitnessed. His family could come back. Other people could come back and say that we converted those funds.
No, you kind of glossed over that. You said it, but I don't think anybody else understood it. His signature looks nothing like any other signature he ever wrote.
Right.
It looks like it was anybody can come along.
It looks like it was a bad, bad forgery.
Yeah. You didn't even try to forge that right.
And the fact is that it has just come to my attention. I actually saw it at the time he signed, but I can't be a witness because I'm supposed to receive these funds to give away to the poor. I saw he was hesitating before he signed it, and he signed it kind of funny. You know, most people, you know, you lean over and you sign it. But it was kind of like he signed it at arm's length, like he actually reached out his arm and signed it. And I thought that looked funny, but I didn't realize what was going on. But he actually said some things that other people witnessed at the time. But they're not signers on the document. So even though they witnessed it, they're not witnesses to the document.
The party.
And so although I think the intent was to give the money away to the church so that we could actually start some charitable activities for the needy, he did not give us the coverture we needed based on biblical standards and continues to resist that. So we're actually not going to receive the money at this stage, and we've made a point of not touching a dime of it, and we're going to give it all back because they will not meet biblical standards, and because they're creating a dangerous situation, a pit, and they're not willing to put a boundary or cover that pit that will create trouble farther down the road. You know, people don't believe this, but we have turned down hundreds of thousands of dollars offered to us in donations because they're not offered in the spirit required. We're going to continue to do that if people will not follow simple, basic, biblical guidelines in the formation of agreements and in the giving of gifts. You have to let go. And they do not want witnesses that they let go. So, but they want us to go and get this money that they can't touch because they changed their identity. And I've discussed this with a few local brothers, and we're talking about it on this group, and it's recorded, so he can go and listen to this recording now. But I'm not mentioning any names, and I don't want to identify the individual, although some that I've talked to know who I'm talking about. But I'm saying this to this group because it's very important that there are certain basics in interacting with one another that we need to follow. And some people will be resistant in following those precepts that have gone down through the ages, what we call customary law, for thousands of years. And when they resist that, don't get involved. Don't be tempted by the bait, because they will create problems for you later on and for your families and for your congregations. That they will always be asking us to step outside the circle of wisdom of God, and we should not do that.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, we could certainly use that money for good causes. We would give all that money away to charity because we need to have evidence that we're doing that more. We give a lot of things away locally, but I can't send off to help somebody in a distance because we barely are getting by here. But if people were contributing, we could certainly set up that program, which is why we're constantly focusing on other congregations and other areas. I've been invited again to another meeting of ministers out here in these local valleys here for about an area circle about 100 square. I guess it's way more than 100 square miles, but almost all the ministers in this local area are meeting again, and they want me to come back. And so that's good because that becomes part of our extended network. And they were given my books, and they still want me to come back.
That's
medical
strange.
Will never cease. But anyway, that's a great aspect.
Greg, they obviously haven't read it yet.
Well, so they haven't read as much as they need, some of them, but I've been shooting some of them on a regular basis, and the invitation came from the guy who's probably read more than anybody else.
Yeah, I'm teasing you, Greg. You know that.
Well, I would probably guarantee that some of them haven't read it.
Yeah.
But this is a land of radicals out here in this country anyway, so.
Yeah.